Senate Bill 83, an act to provide immunity from civil liability for the placement and use of automated external defibrillators.
Senate Bill 83, having had second readings, have our final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Feagin.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, Senate Bill 83 is back again this year. We did pass this out of both houses last year, and when it got down to the governor's desk, he asked us to rewrite some things, so we are back again this year. Senate Bill 83 addresses three main issues. It deals with the entity that is acquiring the defibrillator, the physician that authorizes the placement, and also the person that is providing the training. And the American Heart Association certainly believes that it is very important that we pass this type of legislation so we can get more defibrillators out there and extend or save more lives. This, we can go through it section by section, but I want to make sure that you look at section 2. And there is things that the entity has to go by, and there's four items. They have to make sure it's tests and maintained and et cetera. But there are things that they have to go by to make sure the immunity is in effect for the person that has the defibrillator. Also, it provides immunity for the physician and the person that's doing the training. Section 5 has been put in here to make sure the emergency communication or the 911 dispatchers want to know where these placements are so they know before they go on the scene or they dispatch somebody if that possibly could have been used or could be used until that person or the ambulance gets there. So I ask for your favorable support. Just for your information, the lay user is not in this piece like it was last year. It has been thought that our Good Samaritan law is stronger, so the Good Samaritan law would apply to the lay user of the defibrillator. Appreciate your support.
Further remarks, Senate Bill 83. Representative Lentz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of this bill, ladies and gentlemen. It's an important bill, should have been passed out last year. To give you one statistic, with regular heart massage without the defibrillator, you're looking at a 6% chance of reviving a person. With the defibrillator, it increases to about 19%. And this is a good bill. It also protects firemen and people such as I as an EMT. I urge you to pass this. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 83. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representative Yankee. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, excused 4.
Senate Bill 83, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.